Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Burns and Gambo Show on this wet and rainy Valentine's afternoon here in Phoenix,
Happy
Arizona.
Valentine's Day.
The Pittsburgh Steelers and Antonio Brown, the saga continues. We'll see if the saga ends anytime soon with a trade. I know there's been a lot of speculation. In fact, I saw one gambling website today actually listed the Arizona Cardinals as the betting favorites to get Antonio Brown in
a
trade this offseason. Yes, they do. And joining us right now in the Colter Automotive Group Sports Line, he's been covering the Pittsburgh Steelers for many, many years. Wrote a terrific column about it a couple of days ago about Antonio Brown in specific. And joining us right now from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, from 93.7 FM, KDKA AM, he is Ed Bouchette. He joins us here on the Colter Automotive Group Sports Line. Ed, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, I really enjoyed your column the other day, Ed, just talking about how it's time to cut ties with Antonio Brown, and you brought up a lot of reasons why. But give me in a nutshell the reasons why Antonio Brown can't return to the Steelers.
Well, the top reason is he abandoned them before the last game of the season, which could have been very critical to their chances of making the playoffs. And there's just been so much building up. It's like what's that one game where you keep piling blocks on and blocks
Jenga.
On and blocks on until
it's,
yeah,
until Jenga,
finally
yeah.
they topple over. And I think that's where the Steelers are right now. I mean, the allegations that came out recently about a domestic issue in Florida. There was another thing in Florida back in the spring where he allegedly was throwing stuff off a balcony.
And almost hit a kid, right? Didn't he almost hit a toddler?
Well, that's alleged.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but, you know, it just keeps, going 100 miles an hour on a suburban road in Pittsburgh. It's not a big highway. It's all piling up. And the latest now is what happened at the end of the year. I don't know. I think they've reached the point of no return with him.
Ed Bouchette from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette covered the Steelers for many years. Our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show talking about Antonio Brown. So with that in mind, where does it stand right now with the Steelers? Are they listening? Are they actively trying to move him? Have they even granted him permission to seek a trade? What kind of give me the latest of what's going on with this story right now as you know it, Ed.
Yeah, I don't think they've granted him permission to seek a trade, and I don't know that they're pounding the phones doing it. You know, they have until March 17th, basically, when his $2.5 million roster bonus is due. If they don't want to pay that, the trade can't happen, obviously, until March 13th. But they can get one, you know, in hand, like the Baltimore Ravens did with Flacco. I think the combine is going to be a big time for it when all the general managers are out there and they, you know, go to dinner at night and have drinks and start talking stuff. I really think that's when something might get done.
What do you, in your opinion, what is fair compensation to the Steelers for Antonio Brown, and what should they expect to get if they really want to move him this offseason?
Yeah, they were expecting a first-round pick. I think there's too much baggage there now. I think they might be able to get a second, a team that, And I know you guys are interested in the Cardinals, but I'm thinking more of a team that, and I know that I saw the same odds that you did. The Cardinals were the favorite, but I think a team that thinks it's maybe a great receiver away from a Super Bowl. You know, I mean, he's 31 years old. Why would the Cardinals want?
They don't
to rebuild. You know,
yeah,
with Antonio Brown.
I don't believe they. I don't think they have any interest in him. I don't think they have any interest in him because of what the price will be. You know, the Cardinals are trying to rebuild. They're trying to don't want to give away a draft pick for a 31-year-old guy making $13 million who happens to be a major jerk. So I think, you know, I honestly don't believe that the Cardinals will be in play for Antonio Brown based on what I've heard.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just don't see the Cardinals. I could see even the 49ers, you know, Garoppolo would like to have him out there. I think they can be a good team with a couple fixes out there, and but I don't know that there's going to be a lot of suitors. I really don't, and I don't know that the Steelers are going to want to bring him back under any circumstances. So that price could drop.
sure.
real quickly.
You know what the feeling here, Ed, is, and I'll tell you why. The Cardinals desperately need wide receiver help. Their wide receivers were not very good. But a lot of people feel that because Larry Fitzgerald is the consummate professional, you know, he's not a diva wide receiver. He is a consummate professional, well-respected around the league, that if Antonio Brown came here, that he could almost fall in line under Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, you know, you've been around Antonio Brown. It doesn't seem to me like he's that type of guy that would fall in line. Do you think that's possible?
Well, here's what I think, that Antonio is going to want fervently, and he's been early on he was a good teammate, and some of the teammates still swear by him, that he's going to fervently want to prove the Steelers wrong, prove that he is a great receiver no matter who the quarterback is, and I think that he will knuckle down and try his best to be a good citizen, a good teammate, a good player for that team. So in that sense, I think maybe some of his past will be in his past, and he won't repeat it.
Yeah. Ed Bouchette, who's been covering the Steelers for many, many years, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. We're talking about Antonio Brown, whether he could end up here or not. You would know this 20 times better than me. I've got a suspicion, but I'm going to ask you because you're the source of knowledge here on this one. I saw somebody on social media today make the argument that in terms of draft picks, the New England Patriots would be very well positioned to blow the Steelers away with an offer. I can't see that in a million years. Can you?
No.
Okay.
I can't. That would surprise me. It would surprise me if they did it, which would be a surprise, that the Steelers would accept it. They don't want to see him in New England, I don't think.
He is still one of the premier wide receivers. His numbers are remarkable. He's such a great player. And I do, you know, distractions aside, look, Kareem Hunt has a team already. You know, he's already got a team that he's on. So, and somebody's going to give up something for Antonio Brown just because of the greatness. I mean, it is hard to find talent that wide receiver spot as great as Antonio Brown.
Yeah, they will. There'll be somebody out there. I don't know how much they're going to give up. Remember now, the Browns gave up nothing for Hunt and didn't give him a big contract either. But somebody will give up something, and that's why I really believe the Steelers want to get rid of him so bad. Now, they want to maximize what they can get, but at this point, if there's no offers, no really good offers out there, they'd just take the best that they can get.
Ed, last one for me. You know, if it was just one guy, we'd look at it and say maybe it's an isolated incident, but it's Le'Veon Bell, it's Antonio Brown, and there are some people that feel that it's more of a Ben Roethlisberger problem, the way they treat Ben Roethlisberger, that he doesn't work as hard and that he's the real diva in that organization. Is there a Ben Roethlisberger problem with the Steelers?
No, I don't believe that to be true. And Art Rooney's reaction when we sat down with him in January to go over kind of the season, he very much said he wants to get Ben signed up to a contract extension because he's due one. I mean, he has I forget how many years he has, 2 years left on his contract. They want to extend him, and he was very enthusiastic about that. So, no, there's no problem with Ben.
All right, Ed, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, enjoyed your insight, and we look forward to talking to you sometime in the future.
All right, fellas, thanks for having me.